On tonight's episode, all the housewives are in one place. What could go wrong? It's The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 7, Episode 7, Spocation, coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show here at AfterBuzz TV. This one for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And the classic panel is here tonight to talk about the show.
The OGs.
Yes. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, Grants_Rants on Twitter. And joining me tonight.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Rone, and you can tweet me at Fern Rone.
Yay! Love it. Wonderful. Well, welcome to the panel, and thank you for joining us. Please feel free to leave your comments and thoughts below, because we want to know what you're thinking about this season so far. You know, we're 7 episodes in. Teresa's returned at this point. She's been back. They mentioned she's back for 2 months. So, you know, I want to know what the general consensus is from the public of this season 7 so far. I'm just curious to know what people are thinking. But let's talk about tonight's episode. These ladies are all taking a trip. And basically, the premise is that they're celebrating Teresa's ankle bracelet coming off. Now, this is a new one for the housewives.
Yeah.
Reaching.
Words we've never heard uttered, but I'm so happy they have been uttered on the show.
You know, some ladies go to Dubai to celebrate. Some ladies go around the world. These ladies are just going to celebrate someone leaving the federal government's watch.
It's like we're running out of ways to call a planned trip for drama something innocent. So yeah. Let's celebrate the ankle bracelet going bye-bye.
It's pretty creative, actually. I give them a thumbs up for that.
Which, do you have any idea, Grant, why they wouldn't show it on camera when they were cutting it off? I didn't understand
that. I don't know. I don't understand.
Is it a weird legal thing where they told her exactly how to cut it off and they, like, don't want to show that kind of thing on camera? I don't understand.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the only guess.
Yeah, because something like that definitely would be on air. Like, why not? You know? There must be some... That lawyer. We'll have to ask that lawyer that doesn't get paid enough to work for this family. He'll know.
Let's get him on the phone.
Yes. I'm curious. Maybe someone that's listening knows why that couldn't be televised. We're curious. And there must be some legal issue.
Tweet us.
Yes.
We love your tweets.
On the way to this spa or the house that they stayed at, you've got two different cars going on. You've got Teresa over here and Jacqueline over here. They're kind of lamenting over, like, what it's going to be, this trip. What's going to be like to see each other after they had that dinner that never happened. So there's a lot of build-up. A lot of build-up that the show likes to do to not much action.
This show was a dud. I'm so disappointed tonight. I feel like it was a total bamboozle.
We were tricked.
In Dolores' words, it was a total bamboozle. Mm. I mean, this is what they did with Beverly Hills to us. They would creatively edit a promo to show something that didn't happen, which is super screwed up in my book. Like, look, if something didn't happen, it didn't happen. To edit a promo to make it seem like there was arguing and fighting and screaming and someone's going to storm out and... This was so kumbaya, I wanted to vomit this week.
Yeah, and this show can't afford to be building up to nothing. You know, this show is not what it was
in
2011. I mean, we're way past that. The momentum, I've said this on this panel so many times, the momentum from the beginning of this show is long gone. Mm-hmm. Like, we're coasting on nothing here. You know, we can only care about Teresa's family life for so long. The new ladies last year were a total and complete failure. The new ladies this year are okay, and I'm intrigued by them, but we're not seeing anything come from them. So we're still going on, like, this relationship that Jacqueline and Teresa had when the show started in 2010 or 2009.
Mm-hmm.
We need a Kelly Dodd from OC. She's crazy, and I love hating her, but they need someone to come in. They need a Danielle Staub to come in and be nuts and cause drama and make them upset and fight. And challenge each of them. There's no challenging. Siggy and Dolores are great, and I am also intrigued by them, but they're not bringing the Danielle Staub, Kelly Dodd. That's what makes it interesting.
And neither of them will, because that Siggy's very image conscious of herself. And she's right to be. She's married well, so has her own brand. She's a personality. And Dolores is like a lifelong friend. She's not going to start talking about anyone's back. Mm-hmm. That old school Italian loyalty, which I love, but... here we are.
It's not benefiting us, the viewer, is it now?
Or the story, not really. So, Siggy brings up an interesting point. She says that Jacqueline is insecure, that Teresa doesn't feel the same way she feels about Teresa. Feels about Teresa. So, so I thought that was kind of interesting because, Jacqueline's clearly the insecure one here.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and no one's going to bring that. No one's going to bring anything up. That's what they said. That when they get together, no one's going to say anything. They're not going to put anything out there on the table. So they go to Crystal Springs, and there was a room in the basement, and Teresa kind of, before Jacqueline got there, said that's where Jacqueline's going to go, and that's where Jacqueline wanted to be. So I thought that was a little shady, because that's when Teresa was like, I can be nice and not so nice. And
she said, I'm going to push her down the stairs.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And none of this occurred. None of this was... there was no boiling point.
No one was pushed down the stairs.
No, there was no... there was never a let's talk out what happened quietly and calmly even. It was just like, I'll always be here for you. Call me if you need me. Like, what?
Exactly.
Okay, Teresa is changed. I will give her that. Maybe I didn't need Teresa to start any fights. Maybe I didn't need Jacqueline to start any fights. Could no one start anything?
And I feel like they went from talking about memories at the, like, well, I know we'll talk about it, but talking about memories to Teresa complimenting her at, like, the campfire. Like, it was never about jealousy with Jacqueline. To then being like, I'm going to want to invite you to my book party. And then they're getting a massage. Like, where That's was the episode. Hashing
right.
out?
Right.
There was no hashing out of, like... like a real apology and a real, like, this is why it hurt me and this is why I got upset. There was no, like, mending. It just went from, like, they went,
right.
the coming, thinking about the good memories helped them get over the hump. But it was kind of, it was so anticlimactic. It was so, there was no there.
You want to see them do more work.
Yes.
More repair work. I don't think Teresa's going to do it. Teresa doesn't talk about things like that. She's not built that way where she's going to try to bring things up and be like, that emotionally really hurt me and that damaged my relationship. But so it's like, she's not going to do the beats, unfortunately.
Right, the way Siggy explained. It's like, she doesn't want to uncover everything. It's like, if she says it's okay, let's say it's okay and move on. Because she's not going to unpack what happened.
Right.
But I do feel like the old Teresa would have wanted more. She would have been less forgiving. She would have wanted more from Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And I feel like the new Teresa's a little, like, she's calmer. She's a little calmer. She's less showy. She would have shown up with, like, 10 bags earlier. Mm-hmm. And they would have all been like, she would have to shown something. She's not showing anything. Mm-hmm. And it's the difference.
I thought it was interesting. She said, Jacqueline and I have never had any jealousy stuff. Like, being shady about Melissa. Mm-hmm. There was no reaction shot on Melissa. There was no talking about that at all. I'm like, there was a few shady moments for sure. Like, Melissa got back at Teresa a little bit, saying, like, well, I'm jealous that you guys really, this just, in no time, you're just, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And no reaction from Teresa.
You're
like,
so right.
What?
They don't do the work. Yep.
You're so right.
Teresa has a thing with jealousy, because remember at that table flip, she said, freaking jealousy!
What? Freaking jealousy!
I've never heard it put as jealousy. I've heard someone being jealous or envious, but I've never referred to anyone as being jealousy or having that being an issue.
Well, every single week we get a mispronunciation from these ladies, which is like my favorite part. This week it was queef, because apparently Teresa called it a queeve. Like, queeve, and everyone was repeating queeve, and I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing
horrendous.
Is, yes.
Wait, she also said, I'm a simple.
simple. We know that, Teresa. We know that.
Oh, God.
Our favorite simple house.
Oh, man. What can we say? Then these ladies, they sit down for their first dinner, and they kind of all go around the table and share their life problems. One at a time, they go around. Jacqueline talks about how the last couple of years have been really bad. They're not making money because they're launching a business. They haven't made money in years. The average cost to raise and take care of a child who's autistic is $60,000 a year. So that, like, was an unexpected cost and very expensive for them, no doubt. And then it switched over to Siggy, who we finally got a little bit more information about her. I was very interested to hear what she had to say. Basically, she said that she gave up her whole lifestyle, nannies, housekeepers, for her parents to move in with her so she could... She gave it up for love. That's what she said, right? And so she met her husband, who had nothing, and they fell in love, and they're the perfect match, and they've rebuilt their lives together. I can respect that. I like that story. And then Melissa says that they lost everything in 2008 and that now they're like back where they were. And I was trying to figure out the timeline. She joined the show in 2011. So I guess that gave them enough time to build that house that they're back in. And
I found it interesting. She said, we lost everything while we were building the house. So it's like, well, why were you building something you couldn't afford? Or was
everybody just like, did back then.
I get, and also the economy was collapsing all around everyone. Yeah. But to me, it's like a thing of, why is there this constant, there's such a keeping up with the Joneses amongst this Jersey crowd, amongst every housewife group, actually.
True.
But it's like, they have to have this big house they can't afford. And then we hear about all these foreclosures and... Like, today, I Googled Jacqueline because I was... Someone tweeted me last week about, you know, Google this and look up that for more information on the nitty-gritty about what Teresa and Jacqueline were fighting about. Mm-hmm. And what came up was an article from NJ.com, which is that...
Yeah, I think it's like the Star... Like, the Star Ledger is a big newspaper, and I think it's now NJ.com.
Okay.
Was it Vicky Hyman? Shout out to Vicky Hyman. She writes the best articles about Real Housewives of New Jersey. They're always, like, very detailed, and she gets the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
This
particular... On NJ.com.
Yeah, it's an NJ.com. Yeah.
Well, this particular article was saying how long they had not paid their mortgage on both houses they owned, her and Chris. And I was like, wow.
Wait, what other home do they own?
They own another one in Wayne. So their house live in is in Franklin Lakes, and they own another one in Wayne, which I'm not sure if they had been renting that out for whatever house is for. But that mortgages had not been paid on them in years. So they're both in foreclosure. But this article was... over 6 months old. So I don't know where they are financially right now. But
how could you not pay your mortgage in years?
Right. I found it interesting.
How do you sleep at night?
I found it interesting that they were saying like, oh, we're selling the house, but it's in foreclosure. So we'll see.
They're really going to take a loss on it then if they sell it, because then they're going to have to pay everything to the bank. They're not going to make any money. What is the point?
I guess we'll see what happens.
They better sell a lot of popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I worry about money, but at least I'm not in the hole like that.
Oh, my God. Terrifying. But Siggy said something interesting. She's like, when you're down, you realize who your friends are. But that's true. But I think even more so, when you're up, you realize who your friends are. When things are going well for you, the people who are rooting for you, the people who are
happy for you,
which is something all of them need to learn, because they're all trying to, like you say, one-up each other. Mm-hmm. Who has the bigger house? Who is this? Who is that? When people are doing well, I don't see them... I think they have a harder time congratulating each other.
I think you can tell who's trying to suckle off of your wealth when you're up. You know what I mean? So I think Fern's right in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in this crowd, like you said. Like,
in all the housewives, I think.
Yeah. Well, Jacqueline tells the girls of Ashley's pending engagement and the ring. And do you have any information on that?
The ring. Ooh. Yeah. So I Googled. I know last week we were saying, like, there's no way this poor boy in his mid-20s can afford this 3-carat ring.
I listened.
So I did a little Googling. I'm assuming this ring was gifted to them or at a very deep discount, because it is 3.1 carats or something. So I guess the ring they were showing is the one he purchased. In this article, I forget which tabloid it was, but she was saying like, oh, and the jeweler's our friend, and you know, whether it be a setup to promote the jeweler and get the ring for free or at a discount, or if they really do know him, this kid did not pay full price for that diamond.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Right.
But speaking of Ashley and all the fabulous makeup that she does, perhaps she would like to get a BeautyCon box. So I know we've talked about this before on the show, and we actually have one here tonight. And Fern and I are having so much fun digging through all the fun products. So BeautyCon box is actually a subscription beauty box you get delivered to your door each season. The boxes are actually curated by favorite beauty gurus, which I think sets them apart from all the other ones out there that you might think are similar. This one's being curated by people you want to watch on YouTube and your favorite beauty, you know, social media stars. It's over $150 worth of products for only $30. So I know for us, we have to go to like our normal makeup stores and get all the expensive makeup. That's really a huge discount, I would think. You're going to save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan.
Yeah, they say that's the best one. You pay it all up front, and then you get surprised throughout the year with the package that you get.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're going to pay the total cost of the entire year. Or you could do the seasonal payment plan where you pay each month and shipping costs. If you guys want this awesome deal, you can check out beautycon.com/box to sign up. And if you use the code BoxBuzz, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Some things that we found in the box tonight were the Redken Sea Salt Spray. This is a fabulous salon brand. And you can kind of get my, like, wavy PC look I've got going on tonight. Some Garnier Skin Active. That's going to, like, brighten, smooth, get rid of the aging issues. What's this one? This I've heard so much about this. This Better Than Sex Mascara. So good. From Too Faced. Grant's dying laughing. He's like, the things they name beauty products.
Better Than Sex.
NYX, which is the hottest, I feel like, lip care brand right now. So much awesome stuff in here. So much awesome stuff in here. So if you guys want to be a part of this and on top of the great annual deal, get that 20% off, you want to go to beautycon.com/box. The code is BOXBUZZ for 20% off of that.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Well,
thank you for filling us in.
You're welcome. Well,
meanwhile, back in New Jersey, Melissa is talking with Jacqueline at the table, kind of in general, about how people reacted when she was away. And then she touched upon Audriana and how she had a tough time when Teresa was away and they had the flashback. And we've talked about that on this panel quite a few times. But then at this point, the girls, that was the next day, but she with Jacqueline broke down. But Jacqueline was crying at this point because she was thinking about how her son was the same age as Audriana.
I thought this was another good scene that proves how much Teresa has changed. Because remember in the past when Kathy and her, it was like the Melissa's first season and that giant fight in the beginning at the christening. And she was all pissed at Kathy saying, like, you left Audriana over there in the baby stroller and or whatever. And it was like she's literally hated Kathy ever since. And Melissa was saying, like, I know you're saying it was hard for Gia, but it was really hard for Audriana. And right on camera, she's saying all these things. She's like, well, when I was with Audriana, when you were away, it's things that you would think would really trigger Teresa. And Teresa would be really pissed that was brought up on camera. And she was just so kumbaya about it. I was like, this is crazy. What am I watching?
I know. I thought it was a little direct to myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought Melissa's pushing some trigger points, and I don't know how this is going to go. But
she's testing the waters,
she
Melissa.
Is. Yeah. She
but
is.
Teresa's responding well, because that would have pissed her off in the past, being like, don't talk about my daughter.
Right.
Like, or the time you spent with my kids. All the way. And she just is so, like, not jealous, just totally calm about it. Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah. What I liked about this episode that was a little cozy at night when they were all in their pajamas and they were just kind of like hanging out. Like that real, like, you're in on a snow night type feel. You know, we don't have that out here, but all growing up on the East Coast, we have that feeling of kind of being in for the night like that, like all snuggled up. I thought it was kind of like a nice feeling as a backdrop. I thought something crazy was going to happen. It didn't. They had the FaceTime, which you said, Megan, what the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like you said, like that FaceTime. Like,
oh,
we were expecting,
like, it was a total bamboozle. I'm going to use Dolores' saying the whole season because I feel like we're being bamboozled into this season. Like, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
I was pissed because it's like you lead someone down or you expect something. Like, you know, we're here planning this after show. We want to have good content to discuss. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, great. So they're playing a joke. And then they go and they play the ever so classy beer pong. And I'm like, what am I supposed to talk about? Like, I don't want to, that's not why I watch this show, you know? I want to see the most ridiculous, like, Auckland Housewives. Now that's a show.
Where's Auckland? Is that New Zealand?
New Zealand. So, those women, each one is a bigger bitch than the next, and they're so over the top, and they're all playing games. That's a good show to watch. I recommend
like,
that one.
I feel like I've been hearing a lot of Twitter chatter about how amazing and off the wall all of the international housewives are. So I might have to get into this.
Yes.
I might have to, too.
Are you watching this online, or is it airing on Bravo? Yes.
Well, I've watched it online. I also, I've been able to get them at work.
Okay, yeah.
But there, it's going to be airing on Bravo.
So, oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. So definitely keep an eye open for that, because it's a good group of, of women.
Definitely had some lovely people on Twitter.
International, yay!
Yeah, it's people on Twitter definitely trying to let us know to watch. So we might have to to get our kicks.
Yeah, it's just, it's old-fashioned, like, just like, you know, they have the birthday party, and then they, who doesn't bring someone to give them, they make comments. I can't give everything away, because I want people to enjoy the show, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but it's good stuff.
But someone like someone not bringing a gift, like that's a real classic housewives
thing. Yes. Yeah.
Whereas
old
like
school.
Jacqueline was crying, and I felt bad for her because that's like a real problem. And I'm like, I don't want my reality TV to be real.
Too real.
Too real.
I want it to be ridiculous.
Kids and, with children involved. Right. And, I know. Like even on Melbourne, like this is aired, you know, but it was like one of the women. One of my favorites is on Celebrity Apprentice, and then she left a wedding reception or a pre-wedding party to go watch herself on Celebrity Apprentice. So it pissed everybody off that she left. She said she was going out, but going to bed, but she went to go watch herself on the show.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. But I don't blame her at all, Gina. All right, Melissa, back in New Jersey. She wakes the next day, they have a breakfast, and then she gets a video of Gino wrestling, and then they go over and they just have a bunch of kid talk, and this triggers Jacqueline to have to disappear because everyone's kind of having this happy mommy talk and proud moms and all that. So she understandably was upset because she celebrates different milestones, and unfortunately she feels as though her child isn't going to reach those goals and have those experiences in his life. And of course, what mom doesn't want their child to live the fullest life? So I can understand emotional moment, real, but again, very real.
Yeah. Right. I had a terrible reaction to it. It wasn't nice. I felt bad after I had this reaction. But it was like I need something different from Jacqueline. Like, all they want to do is include her being upset over Nicholas. And it, like we were saying, it's so real that, I don't know. It's kind of like Jacqueline's either pissed at fighting with Teresa or crying over Nicholas. And I need something else. Like, it's too extremes for me.
Well, and we've got the pending
and
engagement.
It's so old and recycled to me that I'm the pending engagement should help.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least, that's all we're clinging on to, really.
I thought it was nice that she let the group know, and they were, like, genuinely like, whoa, wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Now, she fears that he's going to grow up and eventually notice the differences between him and his peers, which has to be the biggest fear with any parent needs, of special needs, or even perhaps someone with a disability. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's very real, and I think, you know, she wants to share the story with us, but I don't know, I think that's at some point.
Right. I think what would be really special is, like, I know there's moms out there that are so, like, love their special needs child. Like, it's like an angel in their life. Like, it'd be lovely to hear her talk about it in such a positive way. Like, he's different because of this in such an amazing way. And, like, he's not hateful in his heart, and he doesn't know how to lie, or whatever it is. Like, mm-hmm. That makes him such an angel to me. And, like, it's so wonderful raising a kid like this because he'll never do X, Y, Z. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to hear that from her rather than, like,
And then you've got Teresa running around thinking, like, it's temporary. Like, oh, he's going to do all that. Right. Like, he'll be fine.
God.
Like, he'll get over it.
Total
she keeps
denial.
Saying, he'll get better. He'll get better. I don't know if, I mean, obviously we want the best for this boy, but I just don't know if that's a realistic medical goal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She was saying, just believe and he'll get better. And I was like, she's listening to The Secret or she's listening to Joel Osteen. Which
Joel Osteen.
I am a huge fan of both.
But we all love Joel over here.
But you can't say that to someone who, like, I'm glad they didn't show the scene of her bringing him to the birth of Adriana, like, oh, they might be boyfriend, girlfriend, because who knows if he'll ever grow up and have a normal relationship. Like, that's the thing. He might not live a normal life, and that's heartbreaking. I find it extremely heartbreaking.
It is.
And so, Teresa, shut up. Like,
I know.
He's not going to be cured.
I know. Teresa says, Teresa, I know, we can only hope the very best. Right. But Teresa looks back at the fight at that dinner they had 2 weeks prior, and she kind of maybe related it to perhaps Jacqueline had a bad day with Nicholas, and that's why things went as haywire as they went. I don't know if that was the trigger.
No, I think Jacqueline was just trying to earn her money.
Yeah, oh, she tried to give her a pass. Then they had the spa moment where they tried to, like, reconnect. And I don't know, it's hard to watch because we know that these two ladies, and spoiler alert, they're not going to be, like, together. You know, they're not going to be, like, friends. It's so hot and cold. So I hate to see something build to something that's not going to go anywhere. You know, I feel bad because they're both going to get hurt in the process. But Jacqueline says that she was happy Teresa was there for her when she wanted to talk about her son. So I get that. Then there's this back and forth with Melissa and Dolores, who are talking about Jacqueline and Teresa, but not really, not in a negative way. No. It was more like Melissa talking about herself.
And Melissa was just game to, like, give the producers something. You know what I mean? So she pulled someone aside to have a conversation. It wasn't to start a fight, but at least it was, like, talking about something. I feel like Jacqueline was trying to, I don't know, is she that insecure, or was she trying to play ball and, like, start something up for the camera?
I hope she was just trying to play ball. Yeah. Because who cares if they're like, you're a grown up and you have bigger problems.
When she screams, secret stomach friends! Oh my God. That's, like, the Jacqueline we don't want to see. I
know. She's so dorky sometimes. It's embarrassing.
She's like, I can read your lips. I can read your lips. And then the scene ended. Like, it went nowhere. Like, literally, like, one of the girls just, like, straight up be like, all right. Like, just ignore, like, the comment. And the scene, go back and watch it ended. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, I thought this was going to go somewhere. And then we picked that back up. And it was like, we're not talking about you. And then who was it that said that she's, like, paranoid? Jacqueline's paranoid. I think it was Dolores. Or maybe it was Siggy.
Was it Melissa?
I thought it was Teresa.
I don't know. One of them was like, Jacqueline's just paranoid that people are talking about her. And I just wrote, like, yeah, it's kind of a desperate look on Jacqueline's part. Her behavior, her behavior is just very desperate. Mm-hmm. She wants this relationship so badly. I really hope the girl has other friends in her life. I can only hope that. Mm-hmm. Because this relationship isn't real. I guess we have to talk about it, but that, I'm not going to call anybody names, but that man who owns Angelo's was on the show, and Joe had to have a typical, you do what you're going to do. We're going to get going at the end of the day conversation.
My favorite. Oh, it's like whenever he has dinner with a man, it's all surface, like but he
was literally pointless.
To say like, I need to go to prison and get my 3 years over with. He was like, oh, you know, at the end of the day, I got to do what I got to do.
You're just going to go. It's going to be tough at first, but we'll do it. And then Reno is like, yeah. That Angelo's not even worth going to. Go ahead.
Oh, have you been?
Yes. I had told the story last season.
Oh. Wait.
I was
remind us. Wait, and you were thinking all the paintings on the walls? Paintings, yeah. Yes. Okay.
It's not worth it. But go ahead.
Reno's shirt should be a crime to wear. That was the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. I've seen one uglier shirt in my life. Only one recently.
Well, at least they didn't show the wives.
Oh, unfortunately. The twins will be seeing
next
them.
Week. Woo!
Yeah, we'll be moonlighting. Seeing them. Yeah. Anyway, so we felt like we had to kind of cover Joe, I guess, while the women were away.
You know, they must be setting us up to watch him, like, rig up cameras in the house and, like, try to train the new puppy, because why would they leave that in when he's like,
I got a security system, I got a dog, I train him.
I do a terrible impression, but I just train him.
I hope that they have a professional trainer for that, German Shepherd,
yeah.
Because if you train those dogs incorrectly, then, you know, you don't get what you want out of them, you know what I mean? Like, that's a very specific, my friend Talia has one of those dogs, and, you know, they have very, like, a special collar, like, very much an intense training, and that dog is wonderful as an indoor dog and does everything necessary. But if he's training the dog before he goes into the pen, then
God help us.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. Anyway, any final thoughts on anything that happened in tonight's episode before we get into our news and gossip?
Nope.
All good.
Okay. let's talk about some news and gossip and see what's going on.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What's going on, Fern? Do you want to fill us in first?
Oh, surely. So Caroline recently revealed to Daily Dish that she and Teresa have not been in touch recently. Surprise. And she said they're both perfectly okay with that. We could all sugarcoat it as much as you want. The truth of the matter is she don't want to talk. She doesn't want to talk to me. It would be proper English. And I don't want to talk to her. And she's fine with that. And I'm fine with that. When asked if she had any plans of reaching out, she said no plans. Oh, all right. We know where they stand.
Caroline, don't give a F. She had her own show.
I'm laughing because these are all quotes. And she really did speak that way. Yes.
She really said.
The truth of the matter is she don't
want to talk to me. Can't you hear that, though, when she gets to her, like, thickest she don't want to talk. Like, tongue? She's like.
Yeah.
Very Italian. I love it.
Yeah. I hate bad grammar.
I know. It's painful.
So TheHeavy.com is reporting, Siggy is very close with her ex-husband Mark Flicker of 10 years. Reports say, so this is very similar to Dolores then. Close ex-husband, yeah. Reports say he even served as the best man at her second wedding to now husband Michael. Stop it. In an interview with All About the Real Housewives, Siggy explained, my husband is a family man and the most incredible person I have ever met. He is a businessman and not a reality star. He doesn't feel comfortable in the spotlight or on camera. He does feel comfortable in the kitchen cooking lasagna and making 65 meatballs on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, he sounds like a good guy.
Another happy Jewish-Italian marriage, just like Fern.
They're the best.
I wanted to talk about that because we were questioning 2 weeks ago why we weren't seeing him on the show. Like, he's in the opening titles with her. But yes, it's definitely, it's like, very, set that way specifically.
Very smart to leave your marriage off of the... Mm-hmm. I like getting to see the marriages we do see on the show, but I think it's very smart for her to leave it off. She's a relationship expert. She would know.
Well, there was another one of those ridiculous scenes where Joe Gorga had madness happening in the kitchen at his house, and they had popcorn around, but they weren't using Little Colonel.
Oh, you notice that? I didn't.
There's some pop secret stuff. I don't know. But I thought about the Little Colonel because they actually liked and followed me on Instagram. So I was like, okay.
Stop it.
I need to, like, look me into too. Them, really.
Yeah.
They haven't followed me. Little Colonel.
You have to tag something, R-H-O-N-J, I bet
they
will.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, all right. I was like, I got to give these people some information. I got to look into it and see what the status is. Where can we get it? I'm just curious since we've heard about it. And we've goofed on this show. So the Little Colonel, we've talked about it before, but just to say what it is. It's a non-GMO, gluten-free, and dairy-free brand. It's available in 6 flavors. There's a lot of different flavors here. Everything from cheddar to naked to all that. And you can really get it almost anywhere. It's available at Sprouts, which we have here in SoCal. Mariano's, Roundy's, Giant, Westside Markets. And Chris told the website that they're expanding and more is going to be coming out. Stop and Shop, that's a huge brand on the East Coast.
Wow.
Food Town, ShopRite, and that's going to be happening in early September. So they have bigger plans to expand nationally. So we wish them very luck with their business endeavor.
Yeah.
And it sounds like something I actually would try because I do like popcorn and it's as healthy as it gets.
Yeah. The dairy free is cool. Like if they had a white cheddar that was dairy free, I love white cheddar popcorn. Well,
they do have white cheddar.
They do.
Yeah.
Stop.
6 flavors: naked truffle, sea salt, sweet and salty, kettle, pink Himalayan salt, butter, and white cheddar.
Ooh.
There you go. Send some over, guys. We'll eat it on air for you.
Yes, please do. We'd love to.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, we've already talked about the twins making an appearance next week. What else do we want to predict about while we're here?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Looks like Joe is going to lose control of his drinking.
I think it's not Joe. In the preview, the guy yelling, I think it's not Joe. I think it's a party attendee screaming, and Joe just happened to be out there with
him. Smart, because we've been bamboozled the whole fucking time.
Because it didn't sound like him.
No, it's another bamboozle. I think next week's going to be a big dud again. But hopefully something fun happens. I think Dolores is going to put the dog down, and it's going to be too much for me. And I might need to bring some alcohol next week.
I think the producers were grasping. They're like, who can we bring in to fight? We need Rosie. We need the twins.
Yes.
People, come.
Yeah.
Press Teresa's button, something.
Step right up. So, piss these women off.
That's next week.
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, whether the show is a dud or not, we're going to have fun here, so we want you to come back. We'll be back here next week with Annabelle. You can keep up with us on social media. Leave comments below. Give us a thumbs up because there's no reason not to. There's so much free content here at AfterBuzz. Check everything out. I know I cover OC Housewives, so if you're watching that, make sure you check that out. You can check me out on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And these ladies are out of New York.
Yeah, we are.
It's good.
And on Friday, we're going to have Alvy Manzo here.
Woo-hoo. Tweet us any questions you want us to ask him.
We're so excited. Nice. So that's Friday at noon Pacific time if you want to tune in on YouTube Live.
And you can find me, Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And the ebook version of Better in the Morning is on sale this week only for 99 cents. So follow me for the link.
Yeah, get Fern's book. You guys can tweet me, follow me on Instagram, or follow me on Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher, M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. And send me your questions for Alvy Manzo.
Thanks. Yes, and real quick, I've been getting a lot of tweets about Grant's Friends. I haven't had internet. I've been moving. Grant's Friends Hollywood Talk is coming back very soon. Just relax. Aww. We'll get everything going with that. I want to put that out there. That'll do it for us for New Jersey Housewives. We'll be back next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.